In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. It's popular to say that seeing is believing, but if I were to come up with an expression that might better represent what Christ has taught us, maybe we could say doing is believing, and that doing comes from faith, and faith is something that we have because of the Holy Spirit. We unite to Christ in the Holy Spirit. And Christ has told us that, or warned us, not to be like those where God is close to their lips but far from their heart. And of course, this means that we have to continue in our life doing and thinking and saying things that represent God's will, that we work cooperatively with God. And God Himself came, and a lot of people began to trust Him just because of what He said and because of some of the miracles. But ultimately, He wasn't just saying, but He was also doing. And now we have the gift of the Holy Spirit giving us today the ability to respond to this love. How many times have we heard that people witnessing what Christ has said or done, they said, "We've never seen or heard anything like this." And the prophet Isaiah says that no eye has seen and no ear has heard what our God has prepared for those who wait for Him. Again, when Christ said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven you," and He said, "Rise, take up your pallet and walk," and He walked. Those who witnessed this glorified God and said, "We have never seen anything like this." The man born blind, just 2 weeks ago, we heard that gospel reading of the man born blind. He said, "Never since the beginning of time has anyone heard of someone opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." And then today, the temple guards didn't arrest Jesus, and when asked why, they said, no one has ever spoken like this. So already their hearts were being moved because of Christ's love, inviting them to the living waters, promising the living waters would come out of their hearts. And He not only promised that with wonderful words, but today we celebrate His sending down of the all-holy Spirit, equal in honor and worship and glory with the Father and the Son. How can we express this faith? By the Holy Spirit, the gospel means something today. It's not just that miracles happened in the past and they're not happening anymore. That the experience of those who were with Christ we share in that experience in the Holy Spirit. And we now have an opportunity to respond. What is in our control to do, despite what seems to be persistent evil in the world? We have an opportunity to say we will persist, because as horrendous as some of the acts are, and as persistent as they may seem, as one of my professors said, the Holy Spirit will continue working and finding new ways to bring holiness into the world. So which one do we trust more? Which one do we trust to transform us and put us in contact with the divine, to put us in participation of the life of the Trinity, which blesses us and gives us holiness and gives hope in the world? It can open our hearts to pray, to think about God, to allow Him to direct our steps when we leave church, and to continue participating in the mystical life of the church, receiving the sacraments. So, Christ, who showed us with His great work, His passion, He promised us His love, and He poured it out on the cross, and He was raised from the dead, and He ascended into the heavens, and He sent the all Holy Spirit on us. Before that, he challenged us and said, when the Son of Man comes again, will He find faith on the earth? May our works that express our faith, that express that our hearts have been touched by His love, respond yes to the all holy Trinity be all glory, honor, and worship now and forever and unto the ages of ages.